This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis has the nation's largest collection of so-called flounder houses, 19th century triangular-shaped buildings. But what's it like to live in one of these houses? St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce takes on this question from our collaborative reporting project, Curious Louis.
First, let's get out of the way what exactly a flounder is, with help from St. Louis architectural historian Michael Allen.
The flounder roof form essentially is a triangle. It's a gleeful, basic geometric unit. The defining characteristic of the flounder house is the roof slopes from one side of the building to the other. So one side of the building is higher by a story or a half story. The name comes from the profile's resemblance to the head of the fish.
The name isn't the only fishy thing about flounders. Mysteries endure about their origins. Historians theorize they were cheap to construct and their shapes easy to build, perhaps by German immigrants who would tack on bigger additions once they had more money. St. Louis resident Alexis Foreman may live in a flounder, but she's none the wiser on these questions. In fact, before she bought her renovated Benton Park home 4 years ago, she didn't even know it was a historic housing style.
I told my realtor, I said, I don't understand this house, but I think I love it.
But now the math teacher by trade has turned into a bit of a history buff, going on Pokemon Go-esque searches for the nearly 300 flounders that still stand across the city. She's also researched her home using a map from 1875.
It's right here. It's plate 36.
Unlike many alley-style half-houses, her narrow home's length is parallel to the street, and that allows for a nice long gallery porch, a common feature of flounders and what Foreman calls the main selling point. Another curious aspect to Foreman's brick home is that her first floor once wasn't where you originally entered the house.
We are in the living room, and the first floor was actually the basement. So it's all stone if you look at it from outside, and then it's inside in the living room. I guess it's a half basement, they call it. And they turned the half basement into the first floor, what was the actual first floor into the second floor and so on up.
Despite its unusual outward appearance, Foreman's flounder has a pretty typical interior, with a kitchen, dining room, master suite, guest bedrooms, even a walk-in closet. But, like the staircase smack in the middle of the home, there are some quirks.
There's actually secret cubby holes in the closets that lead to other storage along the wall. They did everything they could to use every single inch of space.
Space is an issue, even with nearly 1,700 square feet.
The rooms are strange sizes and strangely arranged, so I had to give away so much furniture because there was no place for them.
And Foreman is lucky. Her home has already been rehabbed. While many flounders have been preserved, a recent study by the city's Cultural Resources Office showed dozens are endangered. But the office's Jan Cameron says the recent trend towards small houses offers potential.
These would fit in beautifully with that. Plus, they're distinctive. I think they're adorable. I think they're like a little doll's house. I would love to have a flounder.
And Cameron's not alone. St. Louis and Josie McDonald hopes to find proof that her home in Compton Heights is itself a flounder.
It's kind of nice to be able to identify with other people who might think that there's some kind of value in living in a flounder. So I think that was my question. Is there any intrinsic value in knowing that this is a flounder? And does anybody care?
Foreman says a lot of people are interested in these homes' lineages and lines.
I love that every so often I'll walk outside and there will be someone going, "That's weird." And I'll have to explain to them, well, it's a flounder house. So it's a half house, two random strangers on the street.
Foreman herself wants to know more about flounders and their history, questions that historians still can't answer definitively. But maybe that's part of the appeal, that some mystery remains under those triangle roofs. I'm Stephanie Lecce, St. Louis Public Radio.